From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to the English program from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I am Stephanus Wow. We'll be accompanying you with a lot of information, good music, and so many others coming from Indonesia. Well, then, make sure that you are ready because we would like to begin with the news. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news, where's the headlines. Thousands held on cruise ships off California over coronavirus fears. 290 million students out of schools as global virus battles intensifies. Now the news in details. Thousands were stranded on a cruise ships off the California coast on Wednesday over fears of the new coronavirus after passengers and crew members on board developed symptoms. As quoted by AFP.com, officials delayed the return of the Grand Princess to San Francisco on Wednesday night from Hawaii in order to carry out testing on board for those potentially infected. The operator Princess Cruises and California Governor Gavin Newsom stated that a 71-year-old man who had been aboard the same vessels during its previous voyage to Mexico died after contracting the COVID-19 illness, becoming the first fatal case in California. Gavin Newsom, in a press conference, stated that the ship's return from its current voyage was being delayed to allow ample timing for testing of a number of passengers and crew members that have developed symptoms. Almost 300 million students worldwide face weeks at home on Thursday, with Italy the latest country to shut schools over the deadly new coronavirus as the IMF urged an all-out global offensive against the epidemic. As quoted by AFP.com, more than 95,000 people have been infected and over 3,200 have died worldwide from the virus, which has now reached some 80 countries and territories. The vast majority of global deaths and infections are in China, where the virus first emerged late last year, prompting the countries to quarantine entire cities, temporarily shut factories, and close schools indefinitely. As the virus spreads, other countries have also implemented extraordinary measures, with UNESCO saying Wednesday that 13 countries have closed schools, affecting 290.5 million children, while 9 others have implemented localized closures. The International Monetary Fund has announced $50 billion or €39 billion in funding for countries hit by the coronavirus. The organizations also warned that the outbreak had already pushed this year's global economic growth below last year's level. As quoted by BBC.com, the emergency measures came after the virus has spread rapidly outside China to more than 70 countries. This week, government and central banks around the world have taken actions to ease the impact of the virus. The IMF said it is making the money available to help poor and middle-income countries with weak health systems respond to the epidemic. At the same time, the fund said the spread of the coronavirus has erased expectation of stronger economic growth this year and will push 2020 global output gains to their lowest rate since the financial crisis in 2008. UK airline Flybe has gone into administration, putting 2,000 jobs at risk after a bid for fresh financial support failed. The carrier said the impact of the coronavirus outbreak on demand for air travel was partly to blame for its collapse. As quoted by BBC.com, its website now advises customers not travel to the airport unless they have arranged an alternative flight. Exeter Base Fly narrowly avoided going to Bush in January. In a letter to the airline staff, Chief Executive Mark Anderson said, despite every effort, his site now has no alternative, having failed to find a feasible solution to allow us to keep trading. In response to the collapse, the UK's government said it was ready to help Flybase workers find new jobs and will work with other airlines to replace services. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif stated that Indonesian government will take strategic steps to increase oil productions. After attending the closed cabinet meeting at the presidential's office in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Arifin Tasrif explained that the several steps taken by the government are such as maintaining existing oil production levels and increasing exploration steps. Besides, Indonesian government also plans to increase the mobilization of qualified empowers so that the oil productions can be optimal.
Itu adalah mempertahankan tingkat produksi lapangan-lapangan yang ada, ya. Kemudian juga bisa melakukan.
The government keeps production levels in the field. Then it can also conduct a resource program to be production. So sources detected have the potential to stop productions immediately. Besides, the programs to recover are through steam flood, chemical enhanced oil recovery, then exploration in new fields, which have been detected in order to produce quickly. The target can be done within a period of 10 years. We still also have 13,000 former drilling holes left. If we reactivate, we can still hope that this will produce additional oil productions. The number of 13,000 is large, and we need to mobilize experts and equipment to be able to optimize the productions. Besides discussing efforts to increase national oil productions, the closed cabinet meeting also discussed the electricity program's ecosystem structuring. Arifin Tasrif also stated that related to electricity, the government is discussing a new strategy that would be implemented to optimize electricity absorptions. One of them is by accelerating the electrification program. The program is expected to be wholly completed in 2020. Trade potential between Indonesia and Afghanistan is huge. Besides the security situation in Afghanistan after the Taliban-United States war, which has lasted for 18 years ago, is gradually getting better now, especially after the signing of a peace agreement on Saturday in Doha, Qatar. The situation makes economic activities and investment in Afghanistan is growing. Even Indonesian and Afghan businessmen will hold an exhibition in Kabul, Afghanistan in April 2020. This was conveyed by Indonesian Ambassador to Afghanistan, Arif Rahman, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday.
Bulan depan ini April, insyaAllah akan ada expo.
Next month, there will be an exhibition from our entrepreneurs in cooperation with Indonesian entrepreneurs. Hopefully, this will also continue to increase business-to-business cooperation. Moreover, Ambassador Arif Rahman explained that Indonesian commodities exported to Afghanistan, such as tea, coffee, palm oil, paper, and instant noodles, are really loved by the local people in Afghanistan, while the Afghanistan commodities exported to Indonesia are carpets, jewels, and saffron, a type of spices from the Crocus sativus flowers. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Listener, here is the commentary titled, Should a BPIP be disbanded? The existence and function of Agency for Pancasila Ideology Education, or BPIP, were on the spotlight recently. Some controversial statements by BPIP head Yudian Wahyudi was the trigger. Hence, the 7th Indonesian Muslim Congress held in Bangka Belitung, Riau on February 26th until the 29th, 2020, urged the President Joko Widodo to disband BPIP. MUI Deputy Chairperson Kiai Haji Muhyiddin Junaidi in the Congress said BPIP is no longer necessary in the interpretation of Pancasila. He urged the government to return Pancasila interpretation to the People's Consultative Assembly. Responding that demand, the government stated that they will not disband the BPIP. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said if currently BPIP's performance was seen not optimal, they should have been improved instead of disbanded. Pancasila itself is the ideology of Indonesians. History revealed that Pancasila is the soul of every citizen of Indonesia, which can give strength for the people and guide in it achieving the justice and prosperity. Pancasila as national principle must be enforced in Indonesia since it is significant in the lives of Indonesian people. In the past, education on Pancasila values was done through training about guidelines on the implementation of Pancasila course, or it is called P4, which was seen too stiff with indoctrination approach. Such indoctrination only bears a false success in short time and antipathy. According to Presidential Regulation No. 7/2018 on Agency for Pancasila Ideology Education, their function is helping the President in formulating the direction of Pancasila ideology courses, executing coordination, synchronization, and control of Pancasila ideology courses thoroughly and sustainably. Considering the noble function, BPIP does not need to be disbanded. Still, their performance must be increased maximally. More importantly, all stakeholders, especially state officials and community figures, must act according to the five principles of Pancasila. And listener, that was the commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Today in History. We start from an event on March 5, 1909, on the birthday of Sutan Syahrir. Sutan Syahrir is an intellectual and a pioneer of Indonesian independence. He was born in Padang Panjang, West Sumatra, on March 5, 1909. After the independence of Indonesia, he became a politician and the first Prime Minister of Indonesia. He was officiated as Prime Minister starting from November 14, 1945 until June 20, 1947. Syahrir established Socialist Party of Indonesia in 1948. He passed away in exile as politic prisoner and was buried at Kalibata Hero Cemetery in South Jakarta. Sutan Syahrir was determined as national hero on April 9, 1966. Next event is that in 1970, Nuclear Non-Proliferation Agreement was enacted. A Nuclear Non-Proliferation Agreement was signed on July 1, 1968 to limit the ownership of nuclear weapon. Most member countries of the United Nations signed the agreement, except India, Israel, and Pakistan, even though they have nuclear weapons. The agreement was enacted on March 5, 1970 after being ratified by Britain, the Soviet Union, the United States of America, and 40 other countries. The agreement was proposed by Ireland, and for the first time it was signed by Finland. The agreement has three main points, namely restrictions, disarmament, and the rights to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. The last event is that in 1953, Joseph Stalin passed away. Joseph Stalin is a revolutionary figure and politician of Soviet Union who is Georgia's descent. He has become head of state of Soviet Union since 1920s until the end of his life in 1953, with title of Secretary General of Communist Party of Soviet Union since 1922 until 1952. And head of Soviet Union government since 1941 until 1953. Stalin became de facto dictator of the Soviet Union in the era of 1930s as a faithful practitioner of Marxism, according to the Leninist theories. He also contributed to standardizing these ideas into Marxism's Leninism. Thank you.
place with so many different races. I've seen so many faces, never bother me in any way. But every day, all I hear is bombing and fighting and tragic and traffic. Sometimes I can send a basic, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop, then, now do something for your nation.
Beribu pulau terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Kan ku bawa namamu hingga ujung dunia. Ceritakan indah Nusantara.
Oh, kemanapun aku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah. Dapat ku bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan. Takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan karena
di sana tempat lahir beta.
Ibu wai dibesarkan
muda,
dengan berlindung di hari tua
sampai akhir menutup mata.
Well, listener, you're still with us, English Service from Voice of Indonesia. The next one, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Today's My Indonesia is titled, Ministry of Environment and Forestry declares commemoration of National Garbage Care Day starting from Lake Toba. Five national super priority tourism destinations, namely Lake Toba, Labuan Bajo Borobudur Temple, Mandalika area, and Likupang area, have been scheduled as the center of National Waste Day commemoration in 2020. The National Waste Day 2020 commemoration is expected to be the initial momentum to move with all stakeholders in waste management that is more integrated, systematic, and sustainable toward a new era of waste management in Indonesia. The commemoration of National Garbage Care Day was centered at Sipinsur Geosite, Pierung Village, Paranginan Subdistrict, Humbang Hasundutan Regency on Saturday, February 29, 2020. The event themed Indonesia Bersih, Indonesia Maju, Indonesia Sejahtera, or Indonesia Clean, Indonesia Onward, Indonesia Prosperous. Due to the Lake Toba is one of super priority tourism destinations, the garbage management at this area should be main priority to support clean and garbage-free tourism objects. Vice Minister of Environment and Forestry Alwe Dohong, in his speech on the National Garbage Care Day commemoration, said that the key of tourism development is cleanliness.
The clean tourism object will be a positive promotion for the tourism objects all over Indonesia. The focus is on building human awareness toward waste management. The awareness of all parties to work together in waste management will also increase positive impact and waste management quality in Indonesia, as well as giving fully support to the development of tourism destination in Indonesia. Alwi Dohong also expressed his gratitude since the public participation involved in waste management getting more increased. Dohong also explained, in 2015, there were only 1,100 group of community in 18 cities regencies involved in the activity. However, in 2019, it has been reached to 5,440 group community, consisted 9.5 million people in 186 cities regencies. Furthermore, Alwi Dohong added, waste issue needs extraordinary efforts and policies from all parties due to the national garbage pile has reached about 67.8 million tons until 2020. The number will continue to grow along with the growth of population and practical lifestyle. Alwi moreover said that in 2050, the composition of plastic garbage is estimated will double to 35% from the total of garbage generation. Listener, that was my Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Thank you very much. You are still with us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. More information about Indonesia, especially the tourism or our tradition, will be coming up shortly. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to introduce you to Raja Prailio Village in East Nusa Tenggara. Raja Prailio is a beautiful village and known with its typical construction of houses, unique tradition and fabric handicraft, which is located in Waingapu, East Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara province. The uniqueness of traditional village is marked by the existence of traditional houses called umambatang or umahori in local language. The existence of high houses still related to the belief of the local people. The traditional houses have high structure with roof made of leaves. These houses consist of three parts, namely, underground symbolizes the house for dead people, middle part as house for live people, and the roof as house of the gods. There is a unique habit for outsider when they enter the Raja Prailio tourism village. The visitor will be offered to eat siri or betel, but for those who do not like, they do not have to eat it. You must refuse it politely to respect the habit of the local people. At the Prailio village, you also can see the making process of woven cloth of East Sumba, which is conducted by women. All making process begins from spinning until giving color, which are conducted by hands and traditional tools. Its color is dominated by red, blue, dark purple by using fabric dye. In addition, there is also megalithic tombs called reti and statues of the ancient time which still well maintained. The tombs are decorated by carvings formed like human, crocodile, turtle, monkey, and shrimp. In the village, you can also find a very big stone grave. Heading to Raja Prailio village from Kupang, you can go by plane to Waingapu Airport or to use land transportation by riding Transnusa, which takes approximately 4 hours. From Waingapu, you can go by car to Prailio village. If you have a plan to stay at night at surrounding the village, you can stay at a hotel in Waingapu. That was Indonesian Wonder with a topic about Raja Prailio village in East Nusa Tenggara province. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
saja, hanyalah cinta saya. Kembalilah ke
Well, listener, make sure that you will stay tuned because more interesting information about Indonesia will be coming up next in the Miscellany.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment Miscellany. In today's edition, we present you information on fresh food application is chosen as the best in the world. Application which was made by lecturer of Region and City Planning Technique Faculty Brawijaya University, Dr. Engineer Fadli Husman, STMT, was chosen to be one of the 100 best startups in the world, which was participated in by 170,000 participants from 166 countries. Entering to be 1% top applicant, he has rights to participate in Startup Istanbul full program on April 14 until 16, 2020. The application, which is carried out by Dr. Engineer Fadli, is called Fresh Food. The application helps farmers be able to sell their agricultural products directly to consumers. The Fresh Food application empowers local farmers and cooperates with farmers groups. Today, the application cooperates with dozens of farmers groups in Batu, East Java Province. There are four features which are provided in the application. They are fresh food, buying agriculture products, namely fruits and vegetables, directly from farmers with the best price. Secondly, it's smart farming, helping farmers to make their smart farming. The third one is that the application delivers related information how to plan well. Even trend word farming is conveyed in e-learning of agriculture. The fourth one is e-shopping. Farmers and users of the application can buy agricultural tools through the application, such as buying seeds, mini tractors, water tanks, sensors, CCTV cameras, and many others. Dr. Fadli explains that the application is like a marketplace. The difference is that the application still controls and accompanies farmers in production and selling, and it is not free as those at the market. For smart farming, his site will facilitate their farming with sensor, CCTV, and many more tools, such as water tanks to spread, and etc. farmers can see and control their agricultural land through the application. He hopes that the application can be applied by many people. This month, March 2020, his team will plant 20 hectares of garlic and 2 hectares of it will use smart farming technology. That was our segment for today, Miss Eleni. Thanks for listening.
Kesempatan untuk bisa merindukanmu,
jangan datang terus.
Beri juga aku ruang bebas dan sendiri,
jangan ada terus.
Aku butuh tahu seberapa ku butuh kamu. Percayalah rindu baik untuk kita. Baik buruk perubahanku tak akan kau sadari.
Kita berevolusi.
Bila kita ingin tahu seberapa besar rasa yang kita punya,
kita butuh ruang.
Sekalipun ada malam yang dingin, hingga aku lupa rasanya sepi. Tak lagi sepi bisa ku hargai. Tetap butuh ruang sendiri-sendiri. Untuk tetap menghargai oh rasanya sepi. Sekalipun ada malam yang dingin, hingga aku lupa rasanya sepi. Menjelang siang kau tahu,
aku
sore nanti tak pernah sekalipun ada malam. Sepi bisa ku hargai. Tak lagi sepi bisa ku hargai. Oh.
I wish the good song that has been presented will be able to make, well, your mood a little bit better. And we still have much more for you, so make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we will present a song titled Preman by Ikang Fauzi. Aside from being a singer, Ikang Fauzi is also known as a film actor in Indonesia. Both as a singer and actor, Ikang Fauzi achieved the success in the 1980s. Many hit songs are created from the albums he released. One of them is the song Preman. This song included in the album Preman, which was released in 1987. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Preman by Ikang Fauzi. Enjoy the song.
Sangat sukar juga pendidikan. Disuruh metropolitan. Hey, hey, bakış baba preman preman. Oh, oh, bakış baba metropolitan. Hey, oh, hey, oh, bakış baba preman preman. Oh, oh, bakış baba metropolitan. Bakış baba preman preman.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
pertanda senja. Takkan lama lagi fajar pun menghilang. Malam datang bersama sepi. Perasaan hampa. Angin malam meniup lembut rambutku. Saat ini ku mengenangmu, mengharap kau ada dan duduk di sini. Dewiku, dengarkanlah ini tentang kita masa depanku. Hidup damai yang ku dambakan. Malam gelap segelap hidup kini, harapan tak
listener, it is time for us to say goodbye, but before that, do not forget to send your criticism or suggestion to our email voi@voinews.id or our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. More information about Indonesia will still be coming, so make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.